Hello, my love. Welcome back to part 6 of the How to Talk to Men series. This is the series where we discuss not just superficial communication hacks, but we go deep into the self-concept and the feminine energy that goes behind your communication. The first practice that you can start to help you become more attractive to the right man is allowing yourself to be vulnerable. This doesn't mean that you're going to share everything with everyone you meet and you're going to tell them your entire life story. Being vulnerable doesn't mean telling people everything about you and putting everything out there. Being vulnerable means being honest with how you feel and being honest with what you need. When you're honest about how you feel and what you actually want in your relationship, that makes you more open to receiving the relationship that is right for you. Admitting to yourself that, yeah, I am independent and I can work for myself and I can do all these things, but I want to be a mother. I want to stay at home. I don't want to go to a 9-to-5 job. I want to do creative things. I want to be an artist. I want to spend time with my children. I want to pursue my own passions. And I want a man that can provide that safe environment for me. And no, I don't just want to be a housewife, and I don't just want to be responsible for cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids. I want to have a modern approach to the traditional values. I want to build upon the traditional values, and I want to make it work for me. I don't want to be put in a box of, okay, if I have a husband that provides, then that means I need to cook and clean everything and only take care of the kids and I can't have a life and it's a miserable life. Like, or, oh, if I want to be independent and actually follow my passions and make money, then I can't be with a man that provides for me. I have to be in a 50-50 relationship. Why? Who is creating these rules? Who is creating these rules? Not my friend. Not someone that wants me to live my best life, because for me to live my best life, I need to have access to everything. I need to be able to make my own choices and live in my own unique way. So putting yourself in that vulnerable position and being honest about what you want, that makes you vulnerable. Because then you're open to judgment and you're open to people criticizing you and judging you. But it also makes you open to finally meeting that person that's on the exact same page as you.
If you're interested in self-improvement, then these cards will beautifully add to your journey. Affirmations are an easy and effective way to overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.
The second practice that is going to improve your ability to resonate with the right man, and honestly, in all of your relationships, whether it's with your family or your friends, especially with your dates though, is your ability to start responding from the heart instead of responding or reacting from a trigger. All humans have certain topics and certain buttons that you can press that's going to trigger them. It's going to remind them of something they experienced in the past, or it's going to remind them of an unpleasant pattern or emotion, and it's going to trigger something inside of them, okay? We all have different kinds of triggers depending on our childhood, depending on our culture, depending on our environment. We're going to have different things, different words, different behaviors that are going to trigger us. Sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. But as a conscious human, you can start practicing not automatically reacting to the triggers, but instead understanding and then responding from your heart. Let me give you an example of a triggered reaction versus a heart-centered response. Let's say there's a wife and a husband. The wife had a childhood where her parents were constantly bickering. She never had a real example of like what a healthy household is supposed to be like. She was constantly getting pinned against her parents, having to take sides and having to create peace for herself in a household that was very chaotic. But the husband was raised in a household where his parents got along fine. Yeah, there was discussions, there was heated arguments from time to time, but pretty normal stuff, nothing too crazy. He feels internal stability because he didn't grow up constantly being triggered, right? So in this couple, the wife needs to understand that he doesn't have the same priming for anxiety and stress that she does. So while he may say something and to him it's no big deal, to the wife it may trigger her abandonment wounds. If the wife does not work on herself and her nervous system and in understanding that that was not a healthy situation, that was not a healthy childhood, and she doesn't need to bring that with her. Because if she allows that to affect the way she's communicating, she could sabotage this relationship and potentially lose out on a great marriage. And the husband, of course, needs to be aware of these things. He needs to be aware that, okay, my wife didn't have the best childhood. She came from a completely different place as me. So maybe I need to understand that certain things make her a little bit more sensitive. So as a couple, communication is the key. Because when you communicate from your heart and you say, listen, I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling very emotional. This whole situation that's happening right now between you and I is reminding me of what happened when I was a child. It's reminding me of my parents. I'm feeling very emotional right now. I just don't feel like I'm thinking clear-headed. Just by being honest with yourself and communicating that to your partner, you automatically give them some insight and allow them to actually help you. Because maybe they have a certain strength that you don't, right? That's the beauty of being in a relationship or even being having a family or having friends. That's the beauty of communication and sharing. You build each other up, you share with each other, and you support each other through hard times. But if the wife were to not be able to recognize that she's being triggered and she was just unconsciously reacting to everything, she might create arguments with the husband that didn't need to be arguments. He doesn't understand what's going on, and it could potentially lead him to be triggered and react in a way that makes it even worse. And then you have this cycle to where marriages end, relationships end, friendships end, family members never want to speak to each other because there's usually some kind of misunderstanding because you're not able to tap into your heart and communicate from your heart. And when you communicate from your heart, let's be very clear. It simply means that you're being honest with how you feel. You're not putting yourself in this shame cycle of, okay, I'm not allowed to feel bad about this, so I have to justify my reaction and be unreasonable. No, you can be honest and say, yes, it hurts. Yes, I'm a human. Yes, I have emotions. This is why it hurts. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can I help me? Can God help me? Like, sometimes just saying it makes you feel so much better because you're not blaming yourself anymore. You're admitting that, yeah, there is something wrong and that's okay, but you're communicating with honesty and that's all you can do at this point. The third practice that you can start doing today in order to improve your relationships is to be selfish, but with love. So hear me out. I know it sounds kind of crazy to hear someone tell you like, hey, if you want to improve your relationships, just be a little bit more selfish. I know that sounds crazy. I know. But I'm not telling you to be selfish to hurt others. I'm telling you to be a little bit more selfish because oftentimes we're trained to be people pleasers. We are trained to compromise on our own well-being, our own health, our own safety, our own, like, beauty, our own entire bodies, our own entire lives. We are constantly being forced to sacrifice ourselves in order to help others. That's something that a lot of people struggle with. Let go of the urge to please others. Let go of the urge to have others praise you at the expense of your soul. Sometimes you're going to have to tell your partner no. Sometimes you're going to have to disappoint people. You can't escape it. You can't please everyone, okay? It's not always okay. It's not always going to work out for you. And if you base your happiness and validation on pleasing others, you're going to put yourself in positions where you're doing things you don't want to do. You're going to find yourself in relationships where you lose yourself. And you look back and say, where did my personality go? I lost touch with all my friends. I lost touch with all the things I like to do because I was literally living for this man. I was creating my entire life to align to his life. And the harsh truth is that most of the time, nobody asked you to do that. You're simply doing that because of a lack of confidence and the belief that the more you do for others, the more they're going to like you. That is not unconditional love. That is not unconditional acceptance. That is a transactional relationship. You love someone because of who they are. And yes, of course, if they treat you like crap, then, you know, you shouldn't love them so much, right? Like you should probably keep distance from that person. So I'm not saying that you need to be a complete rude person to everyone and always tell everyone no for everything. Like that's then going onto the side of being too selfish, being overly focused on yourself, and then you're still not going to have healthy relationships. So you need to find a balance. You can't be too selfless and you can't be too selfish. So use your judgment with this. Don't say yes too much. Don't say no too much. Ask yourself, do I want to do this? Do I want to say yes because it excites me and I want to do something nice for this person? Or am I doing this because I want them to think highly of me? There's a difference. If I'm doing something for my partner, like for example, if I decide to make breakfast for my partner, or give him a back rub, or make him something nice, or buy him something, or compliment him. If I decide to do any of those things, it's because I genuinely want to. I'm not doing it to get a compliment back. I'm not doing it for him to say, oh my gosh, you're the best woman ever. You made me breakfast. I love you. Because you made me breakfast, I'm not gonna cheat on you. Like, no, I don't want that kind of love. I don't want someone where I have to be on perfect, do everything for you, please you, create my life around you just so you'll treat me well and love me and be loyal to me. That's not the relationship I want. I want a relationship where we love each other equally for who we are. And of course, part of that is doing things for each other, but we do it because we want to. And that's what makes it magical. And that's what makes it true love and true acceptance. If you're still watching this, let me know in the comments what you've learned so far. Just to recap, the first practice was to start being more vulnerable and honest with what you actually want for yourself, not what you think you should want. The second practice was to speak from the heart, notice yourself when you're getting triggered, and try to be more honest and communicate from the heart, trying to solve problems, not trying to repeat patterns from the past. And the third practice is to be lovingly selfish and put yourself first when necessary, doing things for others when you want to, not out of obligation, hoping that you'll get something in return. Before I go, I wanted to let you know that I've added a lot of new and free resources to my website. All the links are in the description, but I do want to spotlight a new private group that I created. It's so new. I have no idea exactly where it's going to go and what topics are going to be covered the most. But what I do know is that I want to form more intimate relationships with you. I want to get to know what you're doing, especially the people that are already in my courses or people that have purchased free resources. Like, I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know if you have questions. I want to be able to have a safe space where maybe I can share more intimate things and more personal advice. So if that's something that resonates with you, again, all the links are in my description. If you like this video, share it with a friend. It really helps. Like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.
If you're interested in self-improvement, then these cards will beautifully add to your journey. Affirmations are an easy and effective way to overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.